From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is KZYX News for Tuesday, February 4th. I'm Laura Hamburg.
My name is Miguel Gonzalez. I'm from Scotts Valley Band Pomo Indians. A lot of people don't know about this Narcan training, so I'm going to let my tribe, my staff, my friends, family know about this. Learn how to do Narcan to help some people out, help save a life. Somebody's OD'ing, I'm going to be able to help them out.
Helping out was the whole idea behind last week's Narcan training at Consolidated Tribal Health in Redwood Valley. It's part of the California Rural Indian Health Board's response to the opioid crisis in Indian Country around the state and here in Mendocino County. The statistics are grim. For 2018, Mendocino County ranked fifth in the state for opioid overdoses, with a rate of 13.7 deaths per 100,000 residents. But that number nearly doubles for Mendocino County Native Americans, which saw a rate of 25.37 deaths per 100,000 residents, according to the online data detailed in the California Opioid Dashboard. And who are the people overdosing? They are the grandparents, those aged 55 to 69. And they are the parents, with the second highest rate of overdoses among those aged 25 to 39. Joshua Ray, a social worker and a member of the Scotts Valley Band of Pomo Indians, talked about the community crisis and how it impacts youth.
I believe that, there is generational trauma that has affected, my people for a long time now, a couple hundred years. It snowballed down to these kids these days. So when you're isolated on a reservation and all you know is drug use or alcoholism, you tend to become what you know. It's around you 24/7. And at a very young age, you experiment. So I think that because of that, it's become more prevalent in my people's culture.
But the Narcan antidote can revive people from the brink of death. Narcan is a nasal spray. It looks like a common antihistamine, which squirts right into the nose. It isn't dangerous to the person administering it, and it won't hurt anyone who doesn't have opioids in their system. As people were packing up their free boxes of Narcan after the training, I caught up with Debbie Swayze, a substance abuse counselor at Consolidated Tribal Health.
There's no reason why we should have the level of deaths that we are having, so it's so important that people are trained and understand how simple this process is, that we can save a life with somebody.
I want to ask you about resources, particularly for Native Americans, where they might go if they're listening to this.
I've been out here now for 5 years, and people can come see me. They can call the behavioral health department out here. We do have Narcan on hand now. And I work with people through the court system, incarcerated, to get them into treatment, and we're working on a MAP program.
So they can call. Can you give the phone number or more specific information?
Sure. They can call. My direct line is 707-467-5660, or they can call the front desk of behavioral health, which is 707-467-5645.
Why is Narcan helpful?
Because it reverses the effects of an opiate overdose. And then at that point, it gives an opportunity to be able to talk to people about treatment and get that second chance in there. So without that, people are dying, and a lot of times by accident, people aren't purposely killing themselves. It's an accident, and they're sick. It's like anybody else sick. Do we just put them out in the rain, or do we help them? And we need to help them.
Narcan is the trade name for naloxone, and you'll often hear those words used interchangeably. It works to reverse an opioid overdose, sometimes in as little as 3 minutes. It's not necessary to attend training to carry it, although it's highly recommended. Narcan is now available for free at Consolidated Tribal Health in Redwood Valley, McCavin in Ukiah, the Mendocino County Public Health Department, and some Mendocino County tribal offices are offering it as well. One tribe, the Pinoleville Pomo Nation, will soon open a clinic in the Old County Probation Department on Stanley Street in Ukiah. Once it opens, it'll be the state's first Native American clinic to offer medication-assisted treatment, called MAT, such as methadone, suboxone, and buprenorphine, all used to combat opioid addiction. It'll be called the New Life Clinic, and it will offer clinical services to Native Americans as well as non-Natives, including counseling, job training, therapy, child care, traditional and alternative medicine, as well as dispense medicine.
Hopefully our community will heal, and hopefully they can open up to traditional medicine as well as this Narcan training.
That was Ada Stevenson from Laytonville, a first responder and a member of the Caddo tribe. As part of the training, she received 4 boxes of Narcan, a total of 8 doses.
I really think it's a lifesaver. I came today because I've heard about it, and I wanted to get educated myself so I could spread the word among my family, friends, strangers, it don't matter. I think it's great training that needs to really be expanded, not only for tribal people, but perhaps maybe our board of supervisors, our mental health folks, especially our doctors that deal with a lot of tribal people. We can't always, when we're ill, we can't always tell emergency officials or the EMTs what's the matter with us. And if we could help save one person, everything is worth it. This is worth it.
For KZYX News, I'm Laura Hamburg. To hear all of our local news coverage with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. I'll also post a list there of Native American culturally specific resources addressing drug addiction and recovery.